Your weather forecast brought to you by Amherst County. Winds with Parimutuel. Blue skies are ahead for Amherst County. Vote yes to Parimutuel wagering this November to bring Rosie's Gaming Emporium to Amherst County. Currently in Amherst, we have 57 degrees. Bedford has 55, Lynchburg 57, 57 in Roanoke and Salem, and 55 in Danville.
We're so delighted to have Ashley Carroll in the studio. She's with Humankind. We were talking turkey.
Yeah, we are.
And a lot of WKRP during that.
I said I should have worn my shirt today because we're talking turkey trot.
We are. So you were mentioning, Ashley, during the news there that you guys have had an amazing response so far.
We have. So this is the 33rd year that we'll hold the Lynchburg Turkey Trot, and we're just so grateful that the community is still coming out. It's mm-hmm. It's an important tradition, not just for the community, but for the families that we serve all year round. And this time of year, it's just really important to remember what we're grateful for, and hopefully we're gathering together in ways that we're comfortable, and we're going to give you an opportunity to do that in multiple ways. So we're just super excited.
You know, in the old It's a Wonderful Life, every time a bell rings, the angel gets their wings. Every time somebody clicks on and says, I want to race, what happens?
I love that analogy. Every time you register, a person registers, you feed two families right here in our community.
That's amazing.
And our needs are greater than ever. I mean, certainly with the pandemic last year, we saw a huge need, and it has not stopped. And families are you know, the struggle is not over, is what we've learned. And they're still trying to get on their feet. And feeding a family is a simple way to just help them still have that family tradition and feed their family and gather together. Such important times to remember what's important. And so you feed two families and you help us fill that household pantry that serves those families all winter long.
So there's a lot of different things that Humankind does. For people who aren't familiar with your organization, tell us a little bit about how Humankind came to be and the many areas that you serve.
That is a loaded question.
It is
a really good one. No, and we get it a lot. We were originally the Presbyterian Homes and Family Services. That is still our legal name. So we just do business as Humankind today. It makes a little bit more sense trying to explain to people. But we began as an orphanage, and we're still on that historic campus and operating from there. But today, we still serve families. It's just in a different way. We work with families to build better foundations for life. And we have about 20 programs that do that. So we work in foster care. We have a fair interest car loan program. We have a parent support, parenting coaching, and some maternal health support groups. So a lot of different things that really just work to wrap around a family and lift them up. And the whole goal is to lift them up and help them be self-sustainable and build their way out of poverty. But to empower others and walk that journey with them.
You know, it's we've learned over the years that you just can't deal with a family that's struggling or an individual that's struggling with just one slice of their person. You have to cover that whole gamut, because if you don't, you know, they're just going to be stuck in that rut.
And that's exactly it. You hit the nail on the head that once we get working with the family, we've realized, you know, there's more than one challenge or obstacle in their life. And so we're able to work with them we have an early Head Start program, which we're serving 0 to 3 with childcare in Bedford, Amherst, and Lynchburg. And then you work with the family and find out, oh, transportation is also a barrier. So we can wrap around them in that way, or access to food. So we can refer them to local resources to help them in that way as well. So, yeah, it's a really rewarding thing to be able to wrap around a family and find ways to support them so that they are self-sustainable.
An organization like yours covers so many areas. And you just mentioned in that last statement, there may be an area that you guys aren't suited to serve as well, but you're networking with other organizations. Tell me what that looks like when you partner with other organizations.
Oh, always. Our community is very dedicated to lifting families up out of poverty. And we know we're only one piece, and there are so many organizations, great organizations in our community who are doing great work. And so from food banks to clothing closets to referring out all kinds of other psychiatric support services, things that we run into, that we know those families need. And so we make those soft handoffs, those warm handoffs for mm-hmm. referrals to help those families get the support they need. A lot of times families don't know the access or the benefits that are available to sure. them. And so for us, it's how can we help you? Because what we want them to do is to be able to walk on their own 2 feet mm-hmm. and support their family.
Yeah, when it comes to the turkey trot, my wife and I did it a few years ago, still have the shirt. You know, what is that like for you guys to logistically put that together? Who picks the path that you're going to go? Just give us a little inside baseball stuff there.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So we've been at this course, I believe it'll be 5 years this year. So mm-hmm. we start and finish on Langhorne Road in front of EC Glass High School, but we've been downtown. It originally started in 1988 in the Timberlake neighborhood.
Okay.
Don Lucy grew up at the Presbyterian home, mm-hmm. and it was his way of giving back to the organization that raised him. And so it got, I think, big once we moved downtown. And Don still participates, he and wow. his family, every year. But we're so grateful that he started this great tradition that we can carry it on. But yeah, logistically, it's a lot. The city is well involved, as we have race consultants that kind of end. But mm-hmm. We were delighted 2 years ago when we were all still in person that we were the second largest turkey trot in the state of Virginia.
Wow.
So we're super excited to be able to continue that tradition. And we believe it continues to grow and just be something for families to do on Thanksgiving.
And again, we remind you that when you register and participate, you're putting meals on the table for two families.
Absolutely.
When you do that. So we've put the registration link up on our Facebook page so they can go to the Morning Jam on VTRN and access it really easily. And if they want to find out more about Humankind, where can they do that?
Humankind.org. And please come find out and volunteer and get involved. And we would love to just ripple through the community.
Wonderful.
That, yeah, that's great. That one more last question for somebody that may want to, let's say, come alongside of you guys and volunteer. Some of the things that are intimidating when you come to an organization like yours or any organization, you know, how do I get involved? What do you guys do by way of training someone to, because I've never done this, you know, that kind of thing, to maybe help ease some of those concerns coming into an organization such as yours to do something?
Well, sure. And a lot of the volunteer opportunities are not face-to-face with clients just mm-hmm. because of the conditions in which we're in. So volunteer opportunities right now are really wonderful. You could put together first night backpacks for kids coming into foster care. You can offer even coordinate help put together Thanksgiving meals. We need lots of hands to help us put these meals together and have them ready for families to pick up. So there's a lot of really neat things to work on to help in all different facets. And we just would love to have any community support that's willing and able.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. Check it out at humankind.org. There's all kinds of really cool stuff. I'm looking at your website right now. Definite a lot of things to click onto to find out more about this great organization. Ashley, Carol, thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to seeing the results of the Turkey Trot and how many numbers of people join and how that has impacted our
Absolutely.
Community.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. We hope to see you on Thanksgiving.
Sounds good.
Wonderful.
Janet, do you have a life hack for us that we can go into our break with? And
sure,
then we'll,
because it's Life Hack Thursday.
It is Life Hack Thursday.
That's what we do.
And we are trying to give you solutions in the last hour. That we talked about the fact that you can cut the lid off of a can.
And almost empty it like you would a push-up pop.
Yeah, you cut it, you flip it over, and then you cut the other end and push it right out. You
now
get it
we've
all
got,
out.
Now we've got things about coffee. What can you do with coffee?
Coffee.
If your kitchen sink is holding water or your tub won't drain,
okay.
which happens on
yeah.
occasion. There is an easy solution. Coffee grounds can be mixed with dish soap and boiling water, and it works to unclog drains.
Because even a sink needs a drink?
Apparently it needs its caffeine. You can also use it as a degreaser. You can make a paste, and it works great for cleaning your tubs, your porcelain tubs and things.
Did not know that. Now, can you, I wonder if you...
Without scratching it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Can mm-hmm. you use coffee grounds or did they...
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what you would, that's...
Because I didn't know if we had to like, I was thinking...
You don't
I'd
have
be,
to use...
I'd be willing to sacrifice real coffee grounds it clean my sink out.
No, you don't have to. You can save your old coffee grounds and use those to unclog your sink and clean your tub. You are welcome. There you go.
Thank you. I've said thank you more than once today. It's 8:16. We're going to be back with another life hack or two. Janet's 5 and Dine comes up at 8:45 plus or minus. It's National Dessert Day.
It is. And all eyes are also on Virginia and some other elections. Special election in Iowa is making people take a closer look at what could happen in Virginia.
Okay.
We'll have that coming up.
We'll unpack that in just mere moments.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Let's go, girls.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network. I feel
like a woman. You know, I'm not going to make fun of this part, but we did have, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Janet, didn't this young man up in Loudoun County dress like a female?
Yes.
And then was a predator against...
Right.
Young girls. He was about their age or maybe a little bit older. It wasn't an adult, was it?
Mm-mm.
It was a fellow student.
Yes.
Who felt like a woman
He was, there are conflicting reports. Some folks are saying he's 14.
Mm-hmm.
Some said he's 15. Now, this was last year, so maybe he is 15 now.
Right.
She was in the ninth grade.
Yeah.
So, and apparently that attack was even worse than I thought it was. I had a listener send me some of the breakdown on the police report. It was bad, and I can understand why the parents are so upset.
Mm-hmm.
So you played that song. Are you sure you can play that song?
What, I feel like a woman?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can.
I don't think that's acceptable.
Oh no, I think.
I don't think that's.
Let
okay.
me tell you why I think it's acceptable.
I think I'm gonna have to turn you in.
I think it's acceptable because that song is. I mean, I can be male, but yet feel like a woman that day.
Oh,
and then
if I
am a woman, I can feel
it's
like a
woman. It's very confusing for me because I know they've canceled Brown Sugar now. That's been like, you can't, they're not singing that song anymore, right?
Isn't
that what you said?
It was the second most requested song on the playlist for...
The Stones. Right.
And it has been the song. Well, if you don't remember it, here it is. The great guitar riff at the beginning. I mean,
absolutely.
Guitar players across the world want to learn this one.
Uh-huh. I mean, classic Stones.
Oh, yeah.
How could you go to a Stones concert and not hear this song?
Anyways, it's been canceled.
Right.
It is not on the playlist anymore.
They're not singing it anymore.
Nope.
Interesting.
Because of... current circumstances, of course, we've had the story about Mick Jagger making comments years ago.
Yeah, and then he doubled down on them.
Yeah.
But now he won't even sing Brown Sugar.
Right.
What on earth?
Can
you imagine? You better watch your 8-track list, buddy. They're going to be coming in. They're like, "Where's your Brown Sugar?
In the cabinet.
Do you have Lady Marmalade? Take a walk on the wild side. Where is it? I know you have it.
It's on a hard drive."
Yeah. I mean, it's just a matter of time. I'm telling you.
I'm with you. I was thinking last night after I saw that story that the song that will be canceled because of two things that are extremely offensive. Remember the song Sexy Thing? I believe in miracles.
Yeah.
Where'd you come, you sexy thing? Well, there
that
you go.
That you came along,
yeah,
you
that
sexy
you came,
thing,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, miracles. Okay, that speaks of religious right-wing fanatics. Miracles. It has to go on that level. And then sexy thing, are we even allowed to say that? Hey, that really
probably
looks sexy.
Not.
Well, what?
No, you can't say
what?
That. Predator.
I'm filing suit.
That's exactly right. Hey, let's talk about this the situation in Iowa that's going on.
Yeah, that is interesting.
A Republican has nabbed an Iowa House seat in a special election held by Dems for decades.
Mm-hmm.
So Republicans in the Iowa House won a special election Tuesday and claimed a seat that had been held for, I think it was 45 years.
Wow.
Something like
Goodness
that.
Goodness gracious.
John Dunwell, 55, a pastor and a financial services representative, flipped the House from blue to red after winning 60% of the vote.
60. Now, that's significant.
It is. The victory, which marks the second special election win for Republicans in recent weeks, gives the party a 60-40 majority in the state's House, the paper says.
Wow.
Iowa is sending a clear message, says Jeff Kaufman, the head of the state's Republican Party. They wholly reject the policies and agenda of Iowa Democrats. He said it's his hope that the state's GOP will put an end to the chaos we're seeing coming out of D.C. The seat became vacant when the Democrat incumbent, Wes Breckinridge, resigned after accepting a job at the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I know we always talk, what if so-and-so was in office? Can you imagine if this is happening, that a Republican seat gets flipped to a Democrat? Because if you listen to some of the Democrats, they say there's Republicans switching to Democrats. Oh, it's happening. I haven't heard one yet.
No, but there are people walking away from the Democratic Party. They're just walking away.
Mm-hmm. We got this.
Lots of people of color have said enough. Not doing it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I really am hopeful that, the Virginia race is catching the eye of the whole country now.
Yeah,
everybody's watching to see what's happening, because I think they're sort of amazed that Youngkin is so close with McAuliffe.
Yeah.
And then he stuck his foot in his mouth so many times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and now they're calling in Obama.
Yeah.
Biden's not stumping for him.
They've asked Jill to come, but not her hubby.
And
Jill Biden. Or Mr. Jill Biden, I think he called himself once.
Something like that. but McAuliffe has even tried to distance himself from Biden because of the failing numbers, even as he's trying to, stick Youngkin with Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got ads running now that's all he's talking about. And it just reeks of desperation, I think.
It really does. I mean,
like, you're not running against Trump.
You're not. That's exactly right.
But
he's sure trying to, link the two. But and Trump is, I don't know if Trump making any real statements. I think he's endorsed Youngkin, but I think Trump is behaving himself, because Trump has a way of entering into the conversation when you don't want him to.
Right.
And I hope he behaves himself and he stays out of it.
Well, I hope he does. I don't know that that'll happen, but we'll see. Yeah. We'll just have to see. But I'm not hopeful that he's going to go quietly into that good night.
Yeah. So we still can take calls, by the way, 866-916-3776, or text Janet at 434-248-0704. What are your thoughts on how important this election is? Because you probably are listening to us in the state of Virginia. I know we have some folks that listen outside the state. If you want to comment on, maybe a song that needs to be canceled because it says a certain thing, I'm game on that one too.
Mm-hmm.
So either one, we can talk fun music or stinky politics.
Are you getting rid of your brown sugar?
You know what? Thomas gave me such a big box of cassette tapes. It's literally, and he did it very nicely. They're very stacked. My wife would enjoy how he packed it. She doesn't enjoy what's in the box, but she could appreciate how it was packed.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be at least 100 cassette or 8-tracks in there. I got cassettes on the brain too.
Interesting.
Yeah, I love my cassettes.
One more. How about another life hack
before we go into the
bottom of the hour news? We will have Kimberly McBroom sharing some stories for you for Lynchburg, Roanoke, and on the south side. So we'll have that in just a little bit. Now's the time of year when people start opening up and using the screen doors because it's getting a little bit cooler.
Air. Yeah, air it out.
But occasionally you'll get a little hole in your screen door, and then those pesky little critters can get in, even through a tiny hole.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to fix a small tear or a hole in your screen door or your window and you don't want to replace the whole thing, all you need is a swipe of clear nail polish. And okay. It'll be good as new in minutes.
All right.
So you put it together, put the clear nail polish over it.
I could see that.
Maybe one or two coats.
Right.
And you're good to go.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a little hole.
Yeah. Especially if it's the fabric type screen. I think it would work on the metal screens. A lot of people don't even have metal screens anymore, but it's
made sort of like a vinyl coating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I
can see
good.
That. Yeah. I
works
like that.
Very, very well.
There's nothing like changing a screen if you try to do it yourself. In other words, you're trying.
My Mark did it not that long ago.
Yeah, I mean.
And put a doggy door in it.
Wow.
I know.
Touch him for me.
There is a.
Tell him it's for me.
There is a doggy door in our screen door.
Touch him on the right thigh and tell him it's for Mark.
Okay.
And then he'll get creeped out.
That won't be creepy at all.
But yeah. I mean, to pull out the little spacer that holds
not
it in place.
Not everybody can do it. Yeah.
Yeah, it can get frustrating.
Yeah, but he did a good. He did
especially
a really
if
good
you put it in
it.
Backwards. you can't put a screen in backwards. You know, I had a friend who said.
I didn't try to put it in at all. So.
Go get me that left-hand screwdriver over there.
Oh, Lord. It's like the first time I used an outbuilding, and they said, did you flush? And I walked all the way back.
Oh, my gosh.
I
wow.
was like, I don't know, six or
I
something.
I didn't see a handle.
I didn't see it. I don't know. And, of course, they just thought that was the funniest thing.
Sure.
Then I went back and looked. That's fine. Make fun of the kid. Mar me for life. It's all good.
It's 8:30. CBS News Brief coming up next. Five and Dine. And as Janet said, another, or did you say, I hope you have another hack there. I'm sure she's got them in there and tucked away in her computer screen. We'll also cover some more stories for you here locally and might hit on another national story or two. You can always call us as well. It's the Morning Jam on Thursday.
And currently we have 55 degrees now in, I'm sorry.
I know, it's hard to concentrate. The dumpster guy's back.
The dumpster guy's back, and it's just very difficult because I feel like he's like right behind me. I'm sorry, 57 degrees in Roanoke, Danville, 59 in Salem, 59 in Bedford, 57 in Amherst and Lynchburg.
Boom, 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 boom. The bad thing is he dropped it during the commercial break.
How long does it take to empty a dumpster?
Well, there's two of them out there. He has to back up and realign for the next one and
you
get
know that
ready.
From the beep, beep, right. beep. It's all good.
I told you, I had a listener say, no, that was like one of my favorite segments, the dumpster segment.
Oh, well.
It wasn't a segment.
Yeah, it's not a segment. It's not a duma.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, exactly.
It's all good.
Hey, business intel reports that Stubby's Place, it's not called Stubby's Place. I'm going to get in trouble. Stubby's replaced Veranda's Bistro, maintains their popular menu in the Roanoke area. Veranda's Bistro decided to retire from business. Fans of its Italian and Greek fare will find that many of their favorite dishes made it on to the new menu at the restaurant. Now that it's called Stubby's Bistro and Pub, opened just last month.
Stubby, S-T-U-B-B-Y?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, so I have to check that out because I love me some Greek.
Mm-hmm.
I love a Greek salad. There's nothing like it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to just take a moment here to tell you, I think I've mentioned this on the show, one of my greatest memories and traditions at Christmas was going to my mom's best friend's house, Evelyn.
Right.
Her birthday was on Christmas Eve. And
Greeked it up.
And Greeked it up because Tarpon Springs has a very big Greek presence down mm-hmm. there. A lot of Greeks live down there. And she would always have the Greek salad, and I could always count on it, along with amazing cookies on Christmas Eve.
Fun. Well, former President Donald Trump and other Republicans tried to fire up the party's right-wing base ahead of Virginia's critical November elections on Wednesday at a rally marked with tirades against vaccine and mask mandates. The party's nominee for governor, Glenn Youngkin, did not attend the event.
Interesting.
And Trump did say Glenn Youngkin is a great gentleman. He had previously endorsed Youngkin before he reiterated that Democrat Joe Biden mm-hmm. won the White House because of mass voter fraud. He is not letting that go.
He needs to.
I can't blame Youngkin for not attending.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still insisting on pushing that.
Yeah.
So other speakers at the Take Back Virginia rally included former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon, Representative Mark Finchman of Arizona, mm-hmm. who worked to overturn Trump's 2020 loss in the state, and Virginia State Senator Amanda Chase,
okay.
who was a promoter of the election fraud theories as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was organized by conservative talk show host John Fredericks,
okay.
who was a former Trump campaign chairman in Virginia.
All right. Interesting.
I don't know. I don't think it's helpful. But.
No, I think we need to move forward. And I really mean move forward beyond a lot of stuff. Because if it was provable, I think that we would see a lot more evidence.
By now, yeah.
Yeah, because Mike Lindell has went out on that limb. Mm-hmm. And it could cost him his company before it's all over. But time will tell. Time will tell.
Now, do we learn that we do need to focus on election integrity?
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt.
I think there was fraud. I just don't think it was at the level that they're claiming. Otherwise, it seems to me there
would
be
evidence. Well, we know there was fraud. We saw video.
Right.
We saw the fabulous bean footage mm-hmm. of the fraud. So we know there was fraud.
But 10 million
but not
votes?
not to the level
yeah.
that
like
I say, if they could have proved it, they would have proved it. So
well, I'm going to change the subject to a much
yes,
much
please.
More pleasant subject.
Another food?
No.
Okay, all right.
A house crashed into a car.
A house crashed into a car?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Mm-hmm. It just happened. Happened just the other night.
Was Edgewood. A house on wheels?
I don't know. I just no, in all seriousness, I mean, we have these stories every now and then. It's been a while, though. It happened in Lynchburg, Edgewood Drive, across from Fort Hill Post Office. A car, it was a Tahoe, run into a house. And we don't have any more information. They haven't released any more information about the driver, if anybody was injured or not. So it makes me wonder what's going on there. Maybe the house did move. They're looking for video footage on somebody's Ring, you know, camera
right.
or something.
That's right.
That house just jumped right out in front of that truck.
Mm-hmm. Some houses are just in places where that
yeah,
does
where it does happen. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah. Well, shortly after organizers canceled the Blue Ridge Country Festival, ticket holders started speaking out about concerns of why the event was canceled at such a late date and why they're still waiting to get their money back. A number of folks even turned to local news sources to share that they had not received a refund. The director of operations for purpose-driven events was asked why they hadn't heard anything back from organizers. And she says some ticket holders will have to wait longer to receive their refunds, that they've actually moved some people from other departments to help out. She claims it will take 30 days from the time the form is filled out requesting a refund to when that refund is received.
Okay.
This is sent to our ticketing partner, she said, so they can process it accordingly. And she says the industry standard right now is 30 days. Purpose-driven events has been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah, they have.
As they were claiming that the festival was delayed due to COVID-19 at the request of local health officials. However, the local health officials say they were not behind a request for that. So,
Pennsylvania County has a $335,000 invoice sitting
right
out there that they want their money.
Yeah. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
We're staying on top of it,
so,
but there's a lot going on.
I got to ask you, because you've done a lot of events, I've been involved
yep.
with a lot of events, but I haven't had to put them together. I was just the DJ that showed up and did my thing. But you've put events together. So when they talk about in that article, the other department, I mean, there's a handful of people, right,
yeah.
that are working this thing. I mean, we could fit them into this
now,
studio.
These are big. This is a big festival.
Right.
For sure. But there's definitely been a lack of transparency. Mm-hmm. They've been caught in too much stuff. And
right.
And it's difficult to make money, especially with the acts that they were bringing in. I mean, some of these acts get just ridiculous yeah. amounts of money
mm-hmm.
To come in. And then you've got the staging and the lights and the sound and people to run that sound.
Right.
And, you know, lots of times you get these folks in who are doing these events and maybe they don't have that much experience.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are doing events and they're not covered before they open the gates.
Yeah.
Are asking for trouble.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you're counting on gate revenue,
right,
then
that's just kind of gravy after you've already made
that's
the
exactly
money back.
Right. It yeah. has to be.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that was part of the problem with this other one.
Okay, now I am going to switch to food on you because we're going to do Five and Dine here in just a couple minutes.
Yeah, we are.
Leah checked in and she asked about where can I get a good Greek salad. I know Zoe's has a pretty good one. Have you had the Zoe's Greek salad?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty good. But I think you can maybe go to some delis, make Greek salad.
There's some good Greek food in Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they even do a Greek festival.
Yeah,
there.
That's right. Yeah, Pete. Yeah.
So and honestly, it's not that hard to make one mm-hmm. yourself.
You got to have some olives. I love me some olives.
I don't like black olives.
Yeah,
though.
I do. Yeah.
I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
my son used to put them on his fingertips. The pitted ones, and then he would just eat them off of his fingertips.
Now, when you would eat your Greek salad, mm-hmm. What was usually in that? I mean,
it had an oil-based, oil kind of vinegar.
But was it onion, bell peppers, cucumbers, yes. tomatoes?
Yes.
Did it have
all those?
Did it have lettuce or no?
Yes,
a lot
it did.
Of them,
it did have lettuce
because a lot of them don't have.
It had, but lettuce was like just one of the ingredients. It wasn't like lettuce with a bunch of ingredients, if you know what I mean, like a regular.
And then you have
salad.
To have the calamari. Olives.
Yeah.
Got to have a lot of feta.
The cheese. Oh my gosh.
The feta is really important.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, probably the best thing you can do is do it yourself.
Yeah.
Because you can make
you can control
and then
the elements. Yeah.
You can put whatever you want to.
Yeah.
In it. But apparently, in a traditional Greek salad, it's cucumber, green pepper, oregano, red onion, tomatoes, Kalamata olives. And then you make a dressing out of olive oil, red wine vinegar, sea salt, and mm-hmm. the feta.
Okay.
That's like straight up traditional
yeah.
Greek salad. And then some people toss it with
now,
the...
Now, I am conflicted, maybe more so on this show than I have been up to this point. Because we had a chance to talk to Dave Saunders from the Tea Room.
Right.
And he's out of town, but he was nice enough to call in, celebrating 86 years of being in existence. He's owned it for 3. And we got to talking about that we were going to go maybe, you know, get a bowl and a cheesy after the show. But now I've got a hankering for a Greek salad. I've got Americana and Greek.
Fighting
each other
They're
in my mind.
Each other. Yeah. Struggle's
and
real.
The struggle is real.
Mm-hmm.
And the healthy side of me says, go Greek. Greek, it's better for you.
Right.
Just cut down on the feta cheese a little
uh-huh.
bit.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't want to get creepy on you. We leave that up, you know,
to your president.
To our president, you know.
Get vaccinated.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Stop
What'd you
it.
Say, Joe?
Get vaccinated.
Oh, there you go. He's a little bit louder.
Mark's mind is a battlefield. Yes, it is, Randy. It is. It is just yeah. warring entities trying to decide what is he going to eat next.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am vaccinated, by the way, Joe. So anyway, let's go to the kitchen. We've been there.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
So it is National Dessert Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a dessert for Five and Dine, which is brought to you by F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. Go by and see Todd and the crew today. Be sure to sign up to be a VIP. They'll send you coupons directly to your phone if you do.
Nice.
I'll tell you how to do that coming up in just a little bit, and we'll tell you about their specials. They do. They've got a nap for that. Today's recipe is for creme brulee cheesecake bars. Yummo. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Line an 8-inch square bake dish with foil, leaving an overhang. And then in the bowl of a food processor, pulse the graham crackers until they're finely ground. Adding your butter, and then you'll make your crust, press it into the bottom of the pan, bake it until it's lightly browned, about 8 to 10 minutes, let it cool, and reduce that oven temperature to 300 degrees.
Okay.
Now, while you're doing all that, your cream cheese, your eggs, all that should be coming to room temperature. You're going to take 2 8-ounce packages of cream cheese, a cup of granulated sugar, 2 large eggs, and 1 large extra egg yolk.
Okay.
And you're going to mix that together in your food processor, along with some vanilla and a little bit of sea salt. You do need that sea salt to offset that sugar.
Sounds good.
And you're going to whip it up. You're going to pour it into that crust, and you're going to bake it for about 45 minutes. Keep an eye on it. You don't want to overbake it. That's really important.
Sounds good.
Then you're going to bring it out on your cooling rack, let it cool completely, chill it until it's firm, and then you're going to, at the very end, top it with some granulated sugar, and then use a little kitchen torch, or you can put it under a broiler, and you're going to get that beautiful creme brulee crust on top of it. So yummy.
That's the sound effect for the little torch.
The torch.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
Okay.
You can almost smell the creme brulee.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You want to see the recipe, go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine, and you'll see this recipe along with all the others that we share here on the show, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
I can't decide now if creme brulee bars would go better with a cheesy or a Greek salad.
Cheesecake goes with everything.
It does.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
8:52 on Life Hack Thursday. We've had a lot of interviews today. We had Mark Doyle in from Liberty University. He is the lieutenant or operations lieutenant, talking about Police Week this week, being transferred from May to October because of the COVID. Dave Saunders was on after him from the Tea Room, Texas Inn. And then we had Ashley Carroll in from Humankind. We'll have all those interviews uploaded on our SoundCloud page here probably before 12. We try to get it done before then. And then, of course, Janet's Five and Dine will be up there as well. We have our show opener. We call it the Morning Jam. It's just called Morning Jam Eye Opener, and then today's date. And then, of course, every bit of our show, all 3 hours, dissected per hour for your listening pleasure later on.
Mm.
So, you know, we're trying to, and we get some pretty good hits on that. I get to look at the numbers, so we're excited that you guys are out there. Janet, I'll just tell you this real quick. After later yesterday, probably around 11 o'clock, the phone rang here. And picked it up. A guy named Michael was listening to us for the first time yesterday. Ed mentioned us on his Ed in the Fast Lane. Mm-hmm. Ed Lane in the Fast Lane just mentioned us, and he goes, "I wonder what that's about." And he was asking for our SoundCloud link. So, and I told him, "Tell your friends. That's how the word spreads. You know, we don't have a lot of money for billboards. I mean, I thought about going out there and putting up a picture of me on one." But you know,
how you think that's gonna do?
I took one look at how they get up on the on up that pole.
Right.
I said, "No. My wife doesn't even want me on a step ladder. I'm not climbing up on a billboard and put a, you know, an 8x11 that you're not going to see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, poster.
Got it.
I don't even posters of myself anymore. Anyway.
So you've heard me talk about Janet Land,
where
it's always sunny in 72 in Janet Land.
Uh-huh.
I think I could actually maybe make that happen.
How?
Well, there is a tiny Tennessee town consisting of a home, 4 general stores, and a barn being listed for sale.
Serious?
In Water Valley, Maury County. It includes a creekside home that was built in the 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
It's listed online for $725,000. Huh?
If it includes all that? Yeah. How big's the property?
Well, the two buildings include, let's see, updated wiring and plumbing.
Okay, that's a good thing.
They say the property could become a bed and breakfast or be put to other residential or commercial use.
Right.
The sellers would really hope that whoever buys it wouldn't knock down any of the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really saying how much land there is with it. You would think they would list that.
Yeah, the house has stood the test of time being there that long.
Water Valley Town.
I kind of like the sound of that.
Water Valley, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Huh.
And based on your story earlier about the outhouse,
right.
you wouldn't go back, you know, to flush it because you wouldn't have to, but it sounds like you have running water and electricity.
Right.
So you're covered.
What a bargain.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cute little town.
I wonder if it's near, like, mountains and all that and could tie it into...
I think it might be kind of like a tight squeeze.
Yeah.
It's not very big.
Come into Janet Land before you check out Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge.
That's right.
We're just a stone's throw away if you can throw a rock 300 miles.
Right. That's exactly right.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when we were out on the boat, you know, with... Debbie and Tito, you know, and you guys, we were talking about that island that was for sale. That's
right.
It's out there on Smith Mountain Lake, little island.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful home.
Oh yeah.
I mean, gosh, has its own power source. I don't know how that works, but yeah. I mean, that Janet, you know,
square footage.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh no, that's the house. I think it's very interesting that they're not sharing the how much land is here.
Maybe we get Steve. Didn't Steve Mann
do that? Isn't that like the basic information?
Yeah, oh yeah, it seems that way. Didn't was it Steve Mann that did a really good Robin Leach? Somebody you talked about.
Oh yeah.
You get him to do a Robin Leach kind of a, you know, houses of the rich and famous.
Yeah.
Janet Land. And Janet Land we have.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I don't know. I think it's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
And I think I'd probably be perfectly happy living there.
Yeah.
I would probably rename it, though. You know, that would be, that's probably my only chance to get a Janet Land.
Yeah.
Right there. I wonder if I can convince my Mark to move.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, it depends on the condition of the buildings, how much property is there. Does he have room for a garage?
Right.
You know, those kinds of things.
Yeah, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I think your dogs would like it.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just running around and...
They might like it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, one of the things that we didn't get to mention, we'll mention it here and maybe we'll touch on it again tomorrow. There are some new edibles that are popping up in convenience stores and smoke shops and that I don't understand how they're being sold.
Are these the ones that are like cereal?
Yes. They're marijuana edibles. They have very little THC in them, but for children, it looks like Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
And it looks like Cocoa Puffs.
Wow.
And it's about $25 for the, but the poison control in Virginia has seen about 80 cases.
Jeez.
Since the edibles have become legal.
Right.
And kids are getting into them.
Yeah.
Guys, you got to pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Not that I think a kid could go and buy that. It's $25 for
right,
a little
sure.
thing. But if the parents buy them,
yeah,
the kid
sitting around.
Sees that and
sure.
it's got Lucky Charms on it
yeah.
or Cocoa Puffs, of course they're going to want to get into it.
If they get into Cheerios or Honey Nut Cheerios, we're done for.
They better get on that. I mean, if it had shredded wheat on it, sure, they'd leave it alone.
Right.
But not Lucky Charms.
Right. No doubt.
We'll talk about that more tomorrow.
All right.
Friday Funnies.
Yeah, it's coming. Make today awesome. We'll see you then.